561-683-1816.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Well, welcome to WCNO 89.9 FM here in little bitty Palm City, Florida. That's not a little bitty anymore, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some wonderful guests today. They're going to share from their life with Christ. And before we do that, though, as tradition has it, we must introduce our co-host. And we're going to be praying for Ed. He's still in the hospital, so we want to lift him up. But first, Ann Limhoko.
Good to see you. Good morning. Yeah, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. And we must do that.
Yeah.
We should do
every
that.
Every day when we wake up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, we must. Gratitude.
Absolutely.
I know
he
some
gave
folk,
us breath, our breath, everything.
Everything
is from him, so we have to rejoice.
That's pretty remedial, but some Christians need to revisit that.
You
know? Yeah. If when I said that, listener, you kind of shook a little bit. That you're one of them. Anyway, so let's pray for Ed. Those of you that don't know, Ed Skiba, our other co-host, has been in the hospital for over a week. Had some serious life issues. You know, coded a couple times, and they brought him back. Thank God. And he's now improving, and so our prayers need to be continue. So why don't you, listener, please join me and all of us here in the studio in praying for Ed. Father God, we thank you for our brother Ed. He has spent many years on earth serving you. He loves you, Lord Jesus, with an intensity that only you know in your heart, but it truly is, and it's taken him to many places across the world and many different forms of mission and ministry, and Lord, we believe that he still has some time left here on earth, that you're not ready, you're not done with him yet, and clearly by the virtue of the recovery that he's experiencing, your hand has been on him already in that regard, and you have been pouring out healing grace into his life and blessing those around him who are there, who have healing ministries,
yes,
in the medical profession and simply in other professing Christians who have been around him to lay hands on him and minister to him and his wife. We continue to pray and we seek, Lord, the ongoing healing. Restore him. Lord, we would be remiss if we did not ask you, Lord, to bring him to a place physically better than before he went in the hospital. Lord, to improve his physicality, his ability to move and talk and speak and just simply to be fully and completely healed, Father, fully restored. And we just lift him up and we come to you, Father, in thanksgiving for your healing grace for Ed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Ann to introduce our guest today, if you would, Ann.
Yeah. I'm excited for today's show because this beautiful couple that's sitting with us in the studio, Kim and Scott Steckman, and the Lord supernaturally introduced me to them as I walked into their studio. I don't remember if you remember this, Scott, in December. It's already December that I walked in because I wanted to pick up some brochures because they were instrumental in bringing Sean Foyt here, and they had a bunch of marketing materials at their spinning cycling studio in Tradition. But Kim and Scott are wonderful guests today, and we'll be hearing from them. They are owners of FLX 33, which is a fitness studio. It's a family-owned business in Tradition, Port St. Lucie. And then there's another branch in Ohio, and they offer classes that combine cycling and weight training. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. It's a Christ-centered atmosphere. Mm. They've really dedicated their business to the Lord. Mm. And the Lord gave them the vision for FLX 33, which stands for the love of the cross. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yes.
They are They also own a Fort Pierce-based company called Legacy Headstones, which helps others create a lasting legacy for their loved ones through memorials. And as business owners, they are very intentional, and I've seen this play out every time I'm at the cycling studio, about displaying the love of God to all the people they encounter while running their businesses. They've really touched me, and that's why I'm so excited for our listeners to hear them today. They're longtime followers of Jesus Christ, and they met in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Started dating in the 11th grade, and both attended Oral Roberts University. And the, like I said, the Lord supernaturally introduced me to Scott back in December, and I shortly met his beautiful wife, Kim, after that. And the Lord is really using this couple on the Treasure Coast. The Lord is really using, because the both of you are so submitted to the Lord. And I just want to welcome Kim and Scott to the studio. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. We always like to start off, whoever wants to go first, we're just going to be chill. But can you share how each of you met the Lord and how you both were introduced to each other? Because you guys have a long story. It's beautiful.
Well, I was raised in a wonderful Christian family.
Yeah.
And was taught about Jesus. I think my parents had me in church at 6 weeks old. So as soon as I was released to be out in public, I was in church. I remember receiving Jesus when I was 8 years old in Bible school in our local church. And and God, you know, just really made himself real to me.
Wow.
Really, very young. My mom saved notes where I was witnessing to kids on the bus, and God just really gave me a heart for wanting to talk about Jesus
at such a young age, at 8 years old. That's beautiful, Kim. Wow. What about you, Scott?
So I was brought up, my mother was a Christian growing up, but I was one of those reluctant to go to church. My dad really didn't want to go to church, and so we would try to sleep in on Sunday, you know? You know how that is. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Mom would come in, it's time to get ready for church, and I'm still sleeping. And
And
we sort of pushed that, you know, my brother and I did that. But when I was 13, we had started going to, we were at a Methodist church, we started going to a Baptist church, and really never heard the plan of salvation, you know, before I went to the Baptist church. So when I was 13, and they had an altar call, and I went up front and received the Lord at 13. So, and then met Kim, you know, when we actually were in sixth grade when we met, but when we met to start dating was 17. And so she started, you know, taking me to church, and we'd be going to all the Christian concerts, you know. Our dates were going to see the Watchmen play. We'd follow the Watchmen. It was a local Western Pennsylvania Christian band, and we would follow them around. And so, you know, my life, when I got saved at 13, I was saved, but, you know, backslide through high school and that, and Lord put her in front of me and straightened me out. So
that's shaking her head story. Like, no, it's it goes both ways.
Yeah,
I see how strong both of your faith is when I'm in the cycling studio. Just so you know, when I go Thursdays to their class on Thursdays, and they offer praise music through the cycling class. It's 9:33 a.m. and 6:03 p.m. And I see the both of them praying. I saw you both holding hands and praying. But why don't we just take a little different direction? Kim, you told me that you majored in marketing and public relations, right? But the Lord, for some reason, he stirred you into the fitness industry. This was not what you had planned. And that's how the Lord works. If we're submitted to him, you know, we may have plans, but he orders our steps, the word says. So I would love to hear how you started FLX 33, the both of you, how you got into the fitness industry, and how you're using that to be a light. Scott, I know you guys are both purposely using it to be a light in the community, and it is a light. You know, I brought many people there because I've been so blessed. The presence of the Lord is in that place.
God is good.
Yeah.
He is good. Yeah, he has a way of getting you where he needs to be. where he wants you to be, where he's placed you. And I think while I was there, I went to Oral Roberts because my brother went there, and I always looked up to him. And I was very impressed when we visited, when we dropped him off. And so I wanted to follow in his footsteps and go there. But little did I know that what I was going to get there was the whole man theory of mind, body, and fitness, you know, your mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
The trinity of who we are and, you know, who he is and how he's made us a trinity of, you know, our physical, our spiritual, and our mental health. And so I embraced that. I learned how, you know, exercise really enhanced my ability to be able to study and do the rest of the things I needed to do. We were required there to do aerobic points every week. And so I realized that even if I had a test happening, I had to go down and get my aerobic points. And I realized after those aerobic points, I would come back and my mind was clear and I would have, you know, it just seemed like God blessed your studies. And it was, I saw how it had compound interest on things. So that is the reason why I fell in love with it. From there, you know, it just seemed like God just totally, when he says he orders your steps, he aligns you with people. He has people around you that if you position yourself in a place to hear from him, that he sends people to speak to you. And like I went home on break and some ladies at the church asked me if I would, do a exercise program for them. Could you put together an exercise program just for us ladies? And so I said, sure. And I was able to get, you know, just God gave me the resources. He gave me everything I needed. I had a station manager friend back then who produced music for me and mixed my music, and God called me to do it to Christian music. And
and you got to remember, this was back in 1983. So 82, 83, there was not any such thing as, you know, exercise to music at that time.
Oh, you know, there was,
I mean, it was just starting to come around at that time.
Oh, it was very,
But, so anyways, I put together this program, and I don't know how it had, but I saw God's blessing on it because, I mean, I was a rookie at this, and all of a sudden, I had someone call me from the National Physicians Conference in Texas, and they were arranging it, and they asked if they could use my program for the National Physicians Conference. And that was like a totally, I mean, we were from a very small town. It was a group of 30 women. I'm like, where the connections came, it had to be divinely aligned. And so that was God's first God wink at us that, you know, on us that we were on the right track there. But as time would have it, you know, we got married shortly after that, and we started our family. And at that time, I went to a hairdresser, who, you know, you get to talking to your hairdresser, and she starts to tell me that here we needed to the YMCA had lost their instructors, and and would I please consider filling in for them just in the immediate motion, in the immediate. And so that's how it just started back up again.
The Lord kept putting it in front of you, this fitness.
Yes.
Scott, you're seeing all this, obviously. You guys are together. You have been since 11th grade. What was your reaction seeing the Lord move in her and in the both of you, essentially?
You know, maybe at that time I didn't really see how the Lord was really using that, you know. It took me a while. I just thought, this is her thing, I'll let her do her thing, you know. But looking back, the Lord really did use her.
Yeah, because when you look back, you see the hand of the Lord, and sometimes it's not obvious until later on.
But I'd like anyways, to I think we're gonna have take you a break. Explore that when we come back from our break, Scott, okay?
All right.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Welcome back to the second quarter, I guess, I want to call it that, of the front line. We have Scott and Kim Steckman. Am
yes.
I getting that right? Yep, good. All my neurons are functioning then. That's great. The older you get, the more concerned you are about stuff like that. Anyway.
Isn't that true?
And we kind of stopped where our Anne had sort of gotten Scott to be talking about some things, so when we get back to that, and then there's some other things we want to talk about that have to do with the Treasure Coast. So
we were talking about how the Lord, we make our own plans, but the Lord orders our steps. And I asked Scott, what were you thinking through all this as you see Kim, you know, and the Lord moving her in this direction? And you're like, sometimes it takes a while to see the hand of the Lord. And it's so obvious now that the hand of the Lord, and I keep talking about FLX 33 because it's blessed me. I've seen people who've been blessed who go to the cycling studio. So I want to, I've never heard how you guys gave birth to that. Like, did you think to open a cycling studio? Have you before? And you've made a change at the studio recently with your music. That's wonderful. You can't find that anywhere. This all gives glory to God. That's why I want our audience to know. I'm sorry.
I'll start.
Yeah, and Scott's the businessman behind it.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I guess you'd say that. So when she started that with the Y, she started working there, and you know, the YMCA actually started out as a Christian, you know, organization, and it was meant to bring glory to the Lord, you know, and which now maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But she always tried to bring that into the YMCA with her classes and doing different events and things. They have a lot of events that they do. So she went there, and then she'll probably tell you about this another gym she had went to and managed another gym. But I'd saw all that, how the Lord was using her and in all of that in 2006. And then we had, did we buy the building? I think we just bought this building.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Why don't you start your own place? You know, that was back in 2006. And she was a little bit hesitant. I don't think. But I'll let her take on from there because she can probably explain it a little bit better. But I just wanted to point out that I sort of pushed her into starting her own place.
Because you got that business mind. Yeah, the Lord used you.
Yeah, I always said I want to do it every day because I want to do it, not because I have to pay bills. So I wanted to keep the passion alive. But, you know, we did put a fleece out for God at that time, and he definitely showed us, gave us a clear answer. And so I submitted. And, you know, that's the key, I think, is just being willing, even if you're scared, to do something, even if it's not, when God puts it before you, you have to step in and be submitted because, you know, that I always used to wonder, how do we know God's will? How do we know God's will?
Mm-hmm.
And when it says he will make your path straight, we can release the fear of going the wrong way because he's faithful. If we've submitted to him, he will make your path straight. If you turn the wrong way, he will put you right back on task.
Yeah.
Just with knowing your heart, where you want to be. So, we started the gym back in Ohio, and it was really great. We developed a really great community. But, you know, I have to say, I've had to do some repenting recently because when we started, all of a sudden we're in a gym atmosphere of my own. So I had more say so of what I could do.
Yeah.
And I knew a lot of the people, the gym, the guys that went to the gym where we had went before, a lot of them came to support us. And so I felt like we wanted to give them a comfortable environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I let the spirit of pride take over in my heart and think that I knew better, because God had originally led me to do exercise with totally Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, we'll just screen all of our music. And we had certain songs on a playlist that were just good songs. And we would mix in some good contemporary Christian in and out of it. And we just felt like it was a church for some people that may never go to church. It's an unusual place for people just to get that connection and community. And we've done that ever since. And we've been, when we started up here, and it's been a struggle, I have to say. You know, when we opened first in Port St. Lucie, it was a very big struggle for us getting, you know, people to come. And we went through some really dark times in the beginning, because it just seemed like I kept saying, where is the favor of God on this? You know, we're just not feeling it. And in my heart, every now and then it would rise up, well, you're not doing it exactly the way I told you to do it. You know what I mean? You need to do Christian music. But I actually even went to pastor councils and said, you know, I just keep getting this feeling. What do you think? Like, and they're like, no, I think what you're doing is really what is good. You need to like catch people to come in and give them a comfortable environment, and then they can move into like the faith-based classes. So I was listening to other people rather than listening to the voice of God. And this year during our revival session, we had a message on hearing from God, and it was so
at Christ Fellowship, right? Port St. Lucie.
Yes. And the one night was just hearing from God, and she gave us time. Pastor Julie was speaking, and she just gave us time to pray and really be intentional about listening to the voice of God. And I was not thinking about the gym at the time. I was in church.
Yeah.
And it was so clear. It rose up in my spirit. You need to go completely to Christian music.
Wow.
And
that's beautiful.
And then when the next day I spoke to my son, and I was wondering how I'd receive it, how he would receive it. And his chin dropped when I told him. And he goes, I was going to talk to you about that this week. God talked to me about it last week.
Confirmation.
Confirmation. Yeah. And so it's just, I believe God is doing a new thing here in Port St. Lucie and in Southern Florida. And I believe revival's on its way. And I believe that, you know, everyone needs to be involved no matter what position, occupation you're in.
Yeah.
You have a part to play in the revival that's coming.
Amen. And this is I love what you're talking about, it because you're sharing something that's big, that's it's really on my heart, has been for the longest time. I mentioned before we went on the air that I'm a seminary trained pastor, and I've been almost 40 years in the pastorate. And of course, you never get out of it. You die, and that's how you get out of it. But more of my ministry is here, but I have for the longest time become aware that when I was trained, the seminary, mainline Christian seminary, the church is the building you go to. I mean, it's sad, but you know, I knew it was more than that, but that was what so many pastors are trained in, and so many people then who are churchgoers, that's how they get the idea of church, is that's the building you go to. It's got the cross on the roof. Or whatever, but it's, you know, it's a church building. That's where you go to worship. That's where you go to pray. And nothing wrong with that. Totally not against the brick and mortar church. But what we've seen over the last several decades, more so in the last couple of decades, and particularly now, is that God wants the church to be wherever Christians are.
Absolutely.
And that may not be, because there's so many lost out there, they're not going to go to church. You know, they're not going to pull in the parking lot and walk inside. In fact, they probably will, if they know where the churches are, they'll avoid them. They'll go two or three streets down. But the point is that God wants people to meet Jesus like they did when he was walking the earth.
Amen.
He wants the first century church in the 21st century.
Absolutely.
So when you talk about, in your business, location, that you have that's a locus for ministry, mm-hmm. where people can come, not just exercise physically, but spiritually, and that can be, we can see that as church.
Right.
In its most essential quality. Because yeah. people are meeting Jesus Christ in the environs of your business.
I want to say something really quickly. I was new to going to these Thursday night, I call them praise spinning classes. I don't know mm-hmm. if that's what they're called, yeah. Kevin Scott. And I remember coming out, because after you spin, then they have a beautiful like lobby, and they have drinks, and they have snacks. And I was just like hanging out, and there's this woman I met. I don't know what her name is. I haven't seen her in a while. She goes to Christ Fellowship as well. And she just started crying, and she was saying how mm. much that place touched her. And gosh, I don't remember her name, but she was so touched. And I'm like, to the point where she was crying. Mm. And I'm like, this yeah. place is powerful. Yeah. And then shortly after that, I went to a class, and that's when Kim and Scott said they were going to go completely Christian music. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And Dusty, their son, it's a family business. He teaches as well. Mm-hmm. And when the three of them teach, it's a blessing. It's all, why don't you explain really quickly about the Thursday stuff? Because I know that our audience may not understand that. But well, obviously you have classes through the week.
Yeah, through the week. They are normal classes, although that we've seen God work even in those times just because yeah. it's community. But on Thursday nights, we intentionally go in, we anoint the bikes.
Each bike.
Ahead of time, and we call out each person in prayer. If we happen to know their circumstances, we pray over those specific things.
Yeah.
And then we open up with about a 10-minute devotional video that we've selected and that, you know, God has kind of put on our heart. And then we cycle for about 45 minutes just with songs that just reinforce what the theme of the devotional was. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we have prayer, and we also have people that are there that are specifically called up front to pray over people if anyone has any needs. Mm. And it's, you know, like God, I like to think that God likes to do the unusual. You know what yeah. I mean? He doesn't do Always. Things in the box. He steps outside yeah. the box.
Yeah.
And well, I would like to tell you how we ended up in that location if we have a moment.
We're heading into a break time, can so we? Why don't we hang on to that?
That's fine.
Tell you what we can do, though, is some people are saying, well, this is all well and good, but how do I get in touch with them? So do you have like website?
Yes, it's at flxfit.com, and we have you can reach us on the line of 330-385-3717. Just reach out to us, and we also have on our website has all the classes listed with their descriptions.
Okay. And we also have an app, so you can go to Android and Apple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And go it's FlexFit app, so they can search that and find the app. It'll show all of our classes, class times. Our location is directly north of the fire department on Tradition Parkway, mm-hmm. Right near where the Port St. Lucie St. Lucie County tax office is. So and Christ Fellowship are right near there. So we'd love to see people come in. We'd love to have people come in and try it.
Yeah.
And it's also she said Thursday night, but it's also Thursday morning at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And those classes are completely free. Nobody has to pay for those classes. They have to sign up early, though, because you won't get on. There's a waiting list for those.
I would think.
I sign on right away. Through the app, you can reserve your bike within a second. Yes. So
we're about ready to take. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, though, well, let's just pick up where we left off. I had some other thought, but it was not as good as what you're doing.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to the front line. We are now at the bottom of the hour, pretty much, and that means we have half an hour left, and you know, it goes by quick. If you would like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, either to Kim or to Scott or both, then our station number is 772-221-1100. It's 772-221-1100. Just call in, and we have someone here, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll double check on that, but who can answer the phone and transfer it into the studio. We were talking about, and I'd mentioned during the break, that we have a lot of listeners that would say, I love what they're talking about, but I live 100 miles away. So I know that you have some access on your website that people can, at a distance, get involved in some of the programs you have. And you also mentioned you have some people that do a considerable amount of driving to get to your location. So could we address that just a moment?
Sure. We had a young lady that came to our classes, and I had no idea. She was a regular, and she confessed to me the one day that she drives from Boca was about over an hour's drive for her to get there. And she said that she worked on the weekends, and this was her church that she could go to. So, don't be afraid of the ride. Just come up and expect God to give you, position you to yourself to hear something from God. Because I believe He speaks in an environment when we go with expectation.
Absolutely.
But we also have an app that we're just now introducing that is more of a Fit Camp challenge. And so you get involved, you can get involved in that. And the way that works is that we give you a daily devotional, and it's based on God's word as far as the challenge and keeping our temple, healing our temple and being a faithful steward of what God has given us. So you can get involved with that. You get a daily devotion, you get a workout, and you get, nutritional insight and we put forth a structured diet so that if people want to follow that, they can, or they can just do their own diet and fall within the parameters that we're suggesting. So that's one way you can kind of engage.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, so you really, if you're listening to us in Melbourne to the north, or Broward County to the south, or golly, even Western Bahamas, we go out that far.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I'm intrigued by this, but I know I'm going to get to their Port St. Lucie location. They can go on the website and or use the app. Now, what's the app called again?
FLX Fit app.
FLX Fit app, and it's through the Play Store. The Google is also Apple.
The Apple Store and
Apple
Google Store.
You can get that. And so you can participate.
And then also on the website, there is a link that it will put you to our last Thursday. We call them higher gear. They're higher gear classes is what we call them. The praise spin, higher gear, praise cycle. Mm-hmm. There's a link to that, so you can go on there and get the YouTube link to the playlist. If you have a bike at home, you can jump up on the bike and you can ride and listen to the devotional and listen to the, we usually have 7 or 8 songs, praise and worship. And let me tell you, when we do those classes, it is praise and worship. It's not a class structure. When people go in there, there's people in there
raising their hands.
Lifting their hands.
Yes.
And praising. We tell them, you praise with those pedals, you know?
There you go.
You know, it's a weapon. You know, the praise is a weapon.
Well, it is.
I tell them those pedals are a weapon. You're praising with those pedals. So
you feel the presence of God in that studio, telling you.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, people.
Praise God.
There was at one time this group come in and this group of people come in, and some of them are still going there today, and that was over probably a year and a half ago. And
yeah,
they said, wow, there's such a good vibe in this place.
And they weren't so actual churchgoers,
at all.
That's powerful.
So you will perceive the spirit.
That's the Holy Spirit.
They won't know what to name it, but they'll perceive it.
Right. The good vibes.
It is, and it opens their hearts to this. And it's like it's just a powerful way of people being able to meet Jesus almost unexpectedly, you know.
Yeah.
I love that when we can meet, provide an environment where people come in, and they come in for one purpose, but actually the underlying purpose is God's established that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so that they can meet his son, Jesus, through the people that are running the program and then can guide them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have people, now, Wade said earlier, this is a form of church. There's worship, there's fellowship, there's teaching. You know, the big three of what makes the church work, those three things. And of course, the other thing is service, which when people get to meet Jesus, they're encouraged to. And I just want to ask you, I don't know the answer to this, you may not either, which is okay if you don't, because there's no requirement, but because of that feature, you have people that you lead them to Jesus, you've led them to Jesus in the context of the workout environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how does that work? I mean, once that happens, what has God got you doing with them once they receive Christ as Lord and Savior?
Well, we encourage them to, you know, get involved in a local church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of good churches that are represented there at at the Cycle Studio, and it's great to see all the churches worshiping together in a unified atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It just brings so much power there. And even now we're God has led us to start like a small group and in our home. And so
amen.
All of those people that are a part of that small group are from the gym and through gym contacts.
Praise God.
Wow. And that I think that's wonderful. This is the this may be the age of the home church, and I don't say that to the detriment of bricks and mortar churches, because I've been in those places. And right now, in my what I call retirement, which nobody else would, but it's, you know, and I've been there and done that with good-sized churches as both senior pastor and associate. But I have a little home church now, because the bulk of my ministry is here at the radio station. But it's a great place. Right now, it's right for me. But I also have had tremendous contact as a whole community of folk in this area that are leading home churches.
Yeah.
And God has opened these doors, and it's incredible. And it's just where people need to be, and some will gravitate back to bricks and mortar churches. Some will stay in the home churches, and others will eventually be led to open up their homes to have churches.
Or you could have a bricks and mortar like I go to Revive Church, they go to Christ Fellowship Port St. Lucie, and then have in addition.
Yeah.
So how, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, back when I grew up, it was always Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and then on the weekend there was always a social for the youth group. So we were connected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible doesn't speaks of us, you know, to forsake not the gathering, especially when the times, you know, get close.
Yeah.
And so right now, I just feel that God is calling a lot of people in the corporate field and in the other types of businesses to connect with people and to create a church community wherever they're at.
So a couple things. Tell them about the Fox News thing that we had heard about, and then also about the one guy that put a message on his phone about being in church,
over the years we've thought of different times about quitting, you know what I mean? Like the enemy gets you discouraged. And there came a point at one time where we were going to close our location in East Liverpool in Ohio, and we had it up for sale. We actually had a buyer and I wasn't getting a piece about it. It was like, you know, I always pray and, you know, enlarge our territory. Prayer of Jabez, you know?
Yes.
And I said, we keep praying that, and we're selling a location, you know?
Mm.
And so it was a Saturday night. I woke up in the morning, I remembered my dream, and I dreamt that I was behind the counter at the gym preaching, which is not me, but I was preaching. And I told Scott about that on the ride, and I said, it was kind of weird. I just don't know if we should be giving up that that location. And I got online to do a post on the gym, like a Sunday morning post on there, and I opened it up, and I saw one of our guy gym members had posted on there just to be a little bit, maybe just a little funny in a way, but he put in quotations, "At church, at Flex Fitness," he checked in, and he put "at church."
Wow.
FLX Fitness. And it was just like such a dynamic way that God spoke to me that morning, that this is the church that a lot of people may only get to see, you know, this church.
That's true.
And then when we were opening up what he was speaking about, Fox News, you know, I this was always on my heart about the importance of connecting with believers and how it changes our course and our direction when we're accountable to each other more often. And we saw an article by Fox News that says, the title of the article said, "Is the gym replacing the church for a sense of community?" And it was just a confirm. That was another one of the God winks at us that, yes, we were called to do this.
That's beautiful.
That is very profound.
Yeah.
And I think it's true in other types of gatherings, you know, unexpected.
Well, the way I look at it is, if you are really serious about your fitness goals, you're going to be in community at the gym at least three times a week.
Yeah.
Right.
At least.
Yeah.
You know, there's so it's an opportunity to develop that regular connection with people and share your faith.
Amen.
Yeah, I think talking about God winks, because you just mentioned that, and I like that you mentioned that, because there's like a series of movies where they're called God wink movies, and they're true stories of how the Lord supernaturally introduced people. You have a relationship with Sean Foyt, and he's the big worship leader, national worship leader. I would imagine a lot of our listeners know about him, but I know we're going to take a break soon. But can you tell us the God wink of meeting Sean Foyt? And that has led to a big event that we had here on New Year's Eve, and he's going to be coming back. So I know that our last quarter, let's focus on that. So do you want, you can go ahead and start the story if you don't
want. Well, actually, Scott needs to lead this one up, because those two got really made a connection.
Why don't we do this? Because I don't want to break that up with a break. So let's take that break now.
Okay.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's give God some praise for the good things.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry. Join us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
And welcome back to the last quarter of the front line. We're going to be, because we're wrapping it up, we're still going to give you time if you want to call and ask a question of either Scott or Kim. The 772-221-1100 is our station number, 772-221-1100. So, and get us back to, we're going to talk about Sean, their connectivity with Sean Foyt.
Yeah.
And maybe some people don't know who Sean is, but he's a significant, God is using him all across the nation. So
internationally,
kind of intro him a little bit, and then move to your connection.
So we'll talk, Scott, you're going to lead on this.
Sure.
Just tell us how you met Sean Foyt, but please explain who he is for our listeners who may not know.
Sean, he grew up in a missionary family, and he was... worship leader in church in Reading, Pennsylvania, and then moved to California, and he was with Bethel Music for a number of years and played with them, and decided in 2019 that he was going to run for Congress in California, and he felt the Lord was telling him to do that. And went and, you know, poured his heart out into that and ended up losing that right there in 2020, right before pandemic. And he was devastated. You know, he's like, "What, Lord?" He said, "I know the Lord told me to do that. Why that happened?" You know. Well, sometimes God puts you in those situations, mm-hmm. you know, so that makes you grow, and he leads you to something else. So he, when the pandemic happened, they were shutting down all of the churches. He just said, you know, in California especially, I mean, they yeah. were like Nazi out there.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And he decided that he was going to take, when they were shutting the church down, he was going to worship anyway. And so he went out, just a simple Facebook post. Kim was following him at the time, that he was going to meet on the Golden Gate Bridge and do a worship right in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge, you know. And so he did that, and it started this thing, you know, let us worship. It's his ministry, and it's a movement, let yeah. us worship. And she started following him. He came to Washington, D.C., and she went to that and went to Pittsburgh and with her girlfriends, you know. And
yeah.
When we were in back here, because we have a place in Ohio, as you were saying as well.
Yeah.
We were here for the winter and found out that he was coming to West Palm Beach. Randy Skinner was there, got to meet Randy Skinner, and he was sort of in charge of that event. But we started going down there. We brought a group. We would bring a busload of people down there every night, and they started.
Wow.
They started. It was just supposed to be one night, and then they kept going over and over, and it was like a revival. You know, they did it 2 weeks straight, and we were wow. there every night. So in the midst, and Randy had contacted us and said, you know, I was talking to him there at the event, and he says, we need some housing for his band and his guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we got connected. We started, you know, their drummers, and they came and stayed with us. And long story short, that's how we met Sean and become pretty good friends. And now he's, you know, he comes back here. He did the New Year's Eve event at the Met Stadium,
yeah.
Clover Park, and there was over 5,000 people there. Kim and I, he had sort of pushed us into that. We're going to do an event there, and he didn't realize that we were going to be the ones in charge of that event.
And, surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
God, you know, loves to do it that way.
Never organized any event, but Kim would go out there every Thursday and pray with a bunch of people beforehand, for months beforehand.
Wow, at the stadium.
Yeah. And we didn't know.
Declaring it, yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen. David, you were talking about how many listeners are on here. You don't really know. We didn't know.
Yeah.
How many people were going to show up. There could have been 200 people there show up, but we didn't know. And we yeah. got there, and we were just blessed. We had taped off. Sean says, we have to tape off so that everybody's right in front of the stage. We got to yeah. put caution tapes up.
Yeah.
And then,
and we were watching them move that tape because there wasn't enough room. And so
yeah.
God did exceedingly abundantly above.
Wow.
I was there. It was powerful.
Yeah.
We praised into the new year.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And more of that's happening. The earlier on, I think before we went on the air, but one of the points, we are so, so excited about what God is doing here on the Treasure Coast, and that God's intention is really to, as he's bringing revival pretty much everywhere, but certainly in America,
mm-hmm.
and we've had moments of revival in the Treasure Coast, but it's all building up to what I think is big, huge, that nobody cannot notice revival here on the Treasure
Amen.
Coast. And I think you're perceiving this, what this God is doing in that way. I'd just like
yeah.
to get your thoughts about what you're seeing God doing here on the Treasure Coast relative to that.
Well, it just seems like people are more open, and we see people asking more questions, and like people that come into the gym are mm-hmm. asking more questions,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like everyone has this kind of mutual spirit that we know that God is doing something. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I just heard a speaker this morning saying about small things done consistently
mm-hmm.
creates compound interest, mm-hmm. and it allows you to do big things, you know. So
mm-hmm. powerful.
Everyone who is praying for revival and just consistently asking God to pour out his spirit on Southern Florida, you know, all those things, you know, the bowls of the prayers of the people in heaven are going to tip in our favor.
Amen.
And we're going to see that breakthrough. I believe we are going to have a major revival here in Florida.
I believe so. And I know Sean will be a part of that.
Absolutely.
He's actually brought it in. And we have Jonathan Kahn coming here. This is, he's coming for his third National Day of Prayer this May. He's been back for the, we stood with the Stand with Israel back, I forget, was September, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the people at that, at a very national level of prominence, if you will, lifted up there by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Certainly humbly serving God in that way, but they're like lightning rods for revival. And so I'm excited about that, and I think most of the believers here on the Treasure Coast are as well.
Yeah, and Sean's coming back. Did you want to speak about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So Sean is coming back. His theme this year is Revive in 25. That's Sean's theme.
Yeah.
And he's going to all big city, inner cities, and bringing the gospel to the inner city, bringing worship to the inner city.
Amen.
Well, one of the stops is Miami. And so he's doing Miami on Memorial Day weekend, which is a Saturday. I think it's the 24th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Saturday, May 24th at Lifted Church in Miami.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's going to be in Miami. Then he is coming to Revive Church and your church. He's going to be there preaching on that Sunday morning, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, he's coming back to Port St. Lucie. Actually, yeah. Jensen Beach, he's going to be over at the mansion. Is that what they call it?
The mansion at Tuckahoe, I think, is
Tuckahoe.
The
Tuckahoe Mansion. Tuckahoe, yeah, right. Mansion. It's Indian Riverside Park.
It's a beautiful park.
It is.
And a little amphitheater there that's beautiful, but we're going to be overflowing with people there and overflowing with praise. And so he already asked the event a person there at Tuckahoe and said, you know, you have noise restriction. And so, but he's wanting to use that as a kickoff for next New Year's Eve. He wants to bring it back here. Yeah. And so he's already said that he wants, he goes, actually every year he's gone to a different city for New Year's Eve, New York City, Los Angeles, or is that where Azusa Street is?
Yes.
Is that Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That's where he did it the 1 year, and he did Miami 1 year. But then after last year, the Lord told him, we're coming back to Port St. Lucie for New Year's Eve. So 2 years in a row, he's going to be here, and we need to hold him up in prayer. And hold Kim and I up in prayer, too. We told Sean, we're not doing another event. Sorry.
I want to bring up the website for Sean Foyt if you want to find out all about his different events. It's letusworship.us. And I also want to bring up, Sean is a man of God, and he prays. He only goes to where the Lord tells him to go. Mm. Okay? Mm. And for him to come, and I'm from Chicago, he's to Little Port St. Lucie. The Lord is doing something on the Treasure Coast for Jonathan Kahn, a big rabbi, a big, you know, messianic rabbi, to come to Port St. Lucie. I'm like, Lord, the people that we can see in this area is because the Lord is bringing them here, and it's going to spark up and down the East Coast, and it's going to spread. Mm-hmm. I want to thank our guests, Kim and Scott, because the Lord is using you, the both of you, because you guys are, you've hosted Sean, you've had him at his house, you do a lot, and I know that you probably don't like that I'm doing this, but I want to thank you because of what you're doing, and that's why our listeners, the Lord will use you. If you're just open, the Lord will use you.
Yes.
And now look at, they said yes. And I know some of it's like, okay, Sean, we're not going to do another event.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Kim said this, you said this earlier, if it puts something in front of you, sometimes it's hard, but keep saying yes to the Lord. And look, look what's happening. It's beautiful. And we give all glory to God because he wants to use his children.
Amen. And, you know, one of our emphases here, we talked about this radio, this program is not just to bring frontline ministers to you, listener, but to remind you that you're a frontline minister as well.
Yeah.
And I think during this broadcast today, God has touched several people in a way that, you know, you can't ignore it. he's been doing it, but not the first time today. He wants you to commit to do more than you're doing. He wants you to step out in faith. Maybe you've been doing comfy stuff. you know?
Yeah.
I feel good about this. And, you know, it's not stretching me too much. But really, you know, haven't you found, believer, that your growth and your spiritual growth really comes when you step out into a place you've never been before, mm-hmm. but God says, trust me, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we grow.
Yeah.
And not only us, because it's not just about me, it's really about Jesus.
Absolutely.
But when you do that, listener, it not only blesses you, but beyond yourself, what God intends is to bless so many other people. I'm just saying, you heard a testimony, two testimonies this morning,
mm-hmm.
from two people who love Jesus, who are doing what he says, and the things that have followed, that have come out of their yes to God, is incredible. More will happen, but we need you too, listener.
I also want to add, David, if your vision is too small, then it's probably not from the Lord, because he will call you into something where you only need him to fulfill it. It's about the Lord and leaning on him to fulfill that.
Amen.
And it's hard. It's scary. Like you both have talked about, sometimes you've wanted to give up or whatnot. But you know what? Just put on that shield of faith and keep walking.
You know, get over it being scary. All right? That's the way it is. That's how you know you're serving the Lord. If you're both excited beyond belief and you're scared to death. Yeah, that's God's call in your life. We have a couple of minutes before we have to go.
Yeah.
One of you, and you can choose which one. I'd just love you to offer a prayer for the people of God. I'm going to say that the kind of people that you minister to, maybe the unchurched folk that are just coming for a workout and they're going to end up meeting Jesus. Would you pray for that body of people out there?
Yeah, you know, I just was rising up my spirit about when we were in Israel and we walked the Via Dolorosa.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was so eye-opening to me because I always saw Jesus in my mind traveling up a hill, you know, lonesome and just maybe a throng, a crowd coming by him. But when we walked that, we saw that he took the cross right down through the center of the marketplace.
Yeah.
Where all the businesses are happening, where everything was happening. And I just think God is challenging each and every person right at this time, for such a time as this.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
To bring the cross into the marketplace.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's exactly why we're here on this show, and that's the Spirit gave that to you. So that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's a direct Holy Spirit revelation there.
Yeah.
And we do. I thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. First time I had a chance to meet you, and now Ann can't hog you anymore. I got to share you with everybody.
David, one thing.
Yes, sir.
When are you coming to the Praise Spinner?
That's a good question.
Actually, bring your wife too, Cynthia.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, my wife Cynthia as well. We'll have to put that into our calendar. We're old people, but we're very busy. But, you know, love to do that. Again, the website that you can access if you want to know more about is www.flx33.com, and on that website there's contact information, there's a location and a phone number, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Are we going to do that prayer as well?
We got to be quick. But
Quick prayer, Kim, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time that we could share, Lord Jesus. I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would just invade people's homes today, Lord Jesus. That you would impress upon their heart how they could be a part of this movement, of this revival here in Port St. Lucie. That you would allow Christians to rise up. And Lord Jesus, anyone who doesn't know you personally, Lord, I pray that you would personally just make your Spirit made known to them, Lord. Surround them with believers, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would have the courage, Lord, to just inquire of you, Lord Jesus, because you will make yourself real to them if they would just ask. And so we commit this all into your hands. We know that you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond, and we give it to you, and we thank you, Jesus, for who you are, and we go forward with expectation of revival here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, and thank you both for. You'll be back. I promised you. Maybe you could perceive that as a threat. I don't know. But there's more to talk about, and you can have more experiences. So, yeah, we'll have you back on the air. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. Always every week, Mondays at 11, we're going to have a live program with some exciting people on it. And we hope you'll tune in again. Until then, be blessed and be safe. Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO.